Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hey everybody, welcome to the press. Welcome to the start of a new week. It's July 1st. Thanks for being here. Today we are going to go over the setup for this week's tournament on the PGA Tour, which is the John Deere Classic. And it's a good thing we recorded this at 2:45 in the afternoon instead of what I was originally planning to do, like 10:30 this morning, right after or right around when the U.S. Senior Open finished, because the field has changed substantially at the top. Patrick Cantlay withdrew from the tournament. He's not competing this week. He was 8.5-1 when the lines were posted, and he was at that price when he withdrew. Then things changed a little bit, but not as much as I thought they might. So when I looked at an offshore book, because it's easier to scrape the data, they had Sungjae and Sepp Straka, who's the defending champion this week, at 20-1. Another 18-1 at DraftKings, so along with Jordan Spieth. So it's an interesting... I thought it would be short. I thought Sungjae would go down to like 15 maybe or something like that. But we don't see that kind of radical move here. This feels more like an opposite field event at TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois, the Quad Cities. This is a good tournament. Par 71's given up 59, well, multiple 59s, I guess. And it is a golf course you can score on. They beefed it up a little bit. Plenty of green space to hit your second shots. There are some tree overhangs, there are some shots that get in the way, but typically you can kind of bang it wherever you need to hit it, as long as you kind of stay out of the trees, and even then they've got those nicely trimmed that you can kind of play a lot of shots. So it's not particularly taxing of a golf course. You can probably count on 17 to 25, you know, 24 under par winning, depending on the weather. We got weather on Sunday at the Rocket Mortgage, which if remember telling you, you know, hey, if the weather comes, then the prop posted for the winning score was not going to come in, right? It wasn't going to be under that number. It was going to be over that number. So we got lucky there. That worked out in our favor. 18 under wound up winning to Cam Davis. Akshay booted the 6-footer. It should have never been that position. Should have had a 2-footer for par. But hey, that's life. Get nervous. I know a buddy of mine had Akshay. Buddy of mine had Cam Young. I mean, everything kind of went wrong that day. At one point in the final round, I picked up Aaron Rye at 14-1 and immediately was offered a double my money price because they cut the odds to, like, I think it was 14-1. They cut it down to 6.5-1. So I just cashed out. I mean, I didn't really think Aaron Rye was going to win. I just kind of wanted to have a position and took the money on that. So I didn't have a whole lot of heartbreak one way or the other about this. With Cantlay being gone, you've got 7 of the world top 50 competing this week. Then you're going to get into the Scottish Open and the Open in the next 2 weeks. So this is our last full field, regular domestic event for a while. While they're overseas, you're going to have 2 Oppo events and the 2 Scottish events back to back. So we will have lots of golf to talk about in the next 2 weeks. This week, outside of the deer, when the LPGA is off, Champions Tour is off, there's no Live this week. You got a DP World Tour event in Germany. We'll talk about that. And then I think we have a Korn Ferry Tour event. So there's not a whole lot to talk about this week. So we will focus on this tournament for the first 2 days like usual. And then the third day is pretty much just going to be 5 to 6 minutes about the BMW International Open. But let's talk about the deer. So mentioned TPC Deer Run, very scoreable course. If you look at kind of horses for courses, you don't really want to be a horse for course here, right? I mean, this is a tournament you don't want to have to play. You may like it, but you don't really want to have to play it, because that typically implies you're in some kind of trouble at this point in the year, whether that's used to be for the top 125, now it's for the top 70. That's why you're getting a Jordan Spieth. That's why you're getting a Sungjae Im. That's why you're getting a Keith Mitchell and a Denny McCarthy. These are guys that want to take an easy week and make sure they try to get into the top 50 as well. Easy into the top 50 gets you in all the big money events, right? You want to be a part of those. So I think you're going to start to see this evolution happen. This used to be the time of year where you got really junk fields because all the top players knew they were in the playoffs. It didn't matter. If they wanted to try to get in the top 100 or whatever, fine, to make it a little bit easier to get to the next stage when it was four events. But now that it's three events and 70-50-30, much more difficult. So you're going to see slightly better fields. You're going to see more stars do this kind of thing. Gives you a decent odds for Sungjae and Sepp at 18-1 with Spieth. I mean, Spieth's won here, what, at least once? I can't remember twice, but I'm pretty sure at least once when he was super young. So he's come back to a place he clearly likes. He's played well. Straka won here last year. He's been playing good golf for the better part of a month and a half, I would say. So I like him here of the favorites. Sungjae's playing like a guy who's trying to notch a win. And I probably will bet him over Straka if I'm going to bet a favorite here in this revised field. I would have taken I didn't get to Sungjae at 20-1. Should have, but you know, plus 200 difference is not that big a deal to me. So I'll probably take Sungjae. Aaron Rise here, playing great golf, been playing great golf, didn't get it done on Sunday, probably learned a lot. 22-1 feels like a great play. Maverick McNealy looked rusty last week, but he made the cut. Mid-40s finish, that's fine. He likes this golf course, plays it pretty well. He's 25, along with Keith Mitchell, who I will pass on, and Denny McCarthy, who has played this event well twice. Like, top six finish, well. So I like his chances here this week at 25-1. Davis Thompson, 28. Jason Day and JT Poston are 30. Of those, I'd probably like Poston more, but I'm not going to jump all over it. Nick Dunlap's 35-1. Man, that's way too short. There's too much variability in his game, but he is putting something together here. I don't know if it's another win, but he is putting something together here. Sam Stevens playing pretty well. Didn't have anything enough on the weekend. Kevin Yu is 40-1 too. Luke Clanton, who had a really, really nice appearance last week at the Rocket Mortgage, 45, along with Adam Svensson. Eric Cole might be turning something on. He's 50-1. Mark Hubbard is my guy at 55, though. Really like him in these kind of weaker field events. He's just an ATM. Just makes a lot of money, and especially thrives in these kind of weaker fields. He's 55-1. There's Lucas Glover, Ben Griffin, Bo Hostler. They're all 55. Torbjørn Olesen is 60. I saw him in another book at 70. Rio Hisetsun is also 60 with Patrick Rogers. Michael Thorbjørnsen, Doug Gim, Daniel Berger, all 60s. Maybe Thorbjørnsen is your best play here of those if you want to get into it. I know there's a lot of people who have lost a lot of money over the years trying to bet Patrick Rogers at these kind of attractive odds. And maybe this is the time he comes through, but I'm not biting. You can't get me. Seamus Power, 65-1. That's a guy I would bet. He's shown some signs of getting back to what he once was. He likes this golf course, has played it well historically. I think you want to get on him this week. Lee Hodges and JJ Spawn had a nice week last week. Adam Schenck, Andrew Novak are all 70-1. Schenck is your one true horse for course here. Three top 15s in the last 4 years, I believe. That's good and bad, right? I mean, he was at the point in his career up until this year where he had to play this event to kind of save his skin. And he's done it very well. He's also not played very well like the last 5 weeks. So you're betting here on course history and kind of being a revitalizing fountain, not because he's been playing great. That's a tough bet to make, but that might be the reason why you bet him. Shop around. See if you can find him like 100-1, 95-1. Somewhere in that range, I'd jump all over it. 70 feels just a little short. Jonathan Vegas is 75-1. S.H. Kim, Neil Shipley, Nate Lashley, Michael Kim, former winner of this event, K.H. Lee, Davis Riley, Andrew Putnam, Toasty, 80-1, all of them. Some people loved S.H. Kim last week. I'm just not there. Neil Shipley at 80-1 fascinates me because he's young, youthful. He knows what he's playing for. And he had a really good week last week, I thought. He's built for this kind of thing. I think he might be a really interesting play at 80-1. K.H. Lee, I love his game when he plays it right, but I don't think this is the venue for him. I told you to bet Mac Meisner last week. Obviously, it didn't come true. Jake Knapp could be interesting, but I think he's too wild to play this venue. Joseph Bramlett, Luke List, Hayden Springer, Dylan Wu, Brendan Todd, all 90s. I mean, you're starting to kind of go, oh boy. Maybe Jake Knapp, but I just can't get there with him. I maybe a Luke List, but he's just an out of nowhere. There's a pass on all of them. Justin Lauer, perhaps, is worth the look. I told you last week that I liked him. And then You look at what he did. Sorry, it's going to take me a second to pull it up. He's 85th in the standings in the FedEx Cup. He's had a pretty decent year, but he was T25 last week. Just couldn't get it done. He just couldn't go low enough, but kind of got out of a little cold snap there with the three events in between May and June, now playing pretty good. I think he might be worth an interesting look here at that 100-1 number. And then going a little bit deeper, the cave is going to get dark very quickly. David Skins 110-1 is kind of interesting to me. Troy Merritt's kind of interesting to me at 120-1, but not especially. Now I'm starting to think about names that are like, these guys, I didn't even know the head cards. Nope. Yep, none of that after that. I'm not going deeper than 100-1 this week unless you think something insane is about to happen here. And you'd have to have quite a strong feeling about that to reach kind of the deepest reaches of these odds. All right, I will throw out one guy. I didn't realize he was playing this week. I will throw out Dylan Fratelli at 400-1. He has won here. He has won this year. If you look at his season, it is very strange. I mean, very strange. But he could do it. I could buy a little taste of Dylan Fratelli at 400-1. The Google listing for him isn't particularly helpful. He's 262nd in the world. Like I said, it's T33 in the Italian Open, so a little tired from that. Missed the cut at the Dutch Open. T33 at the Scandinavian Mixed. T20 at the European Open. Those aren't bad. That's decent form, and that's effectively what this event is. So I am willing to put some money on Dylan Fratelli at 400-1. There's your super mega deep long shot if you'd like to take your chance on that this week. I think after that, you're just setting yourself up for lots and lots of pain and burnt money. So Dylan Fratelli might be my super mega long shot of the week. Again, there's not a lot of horse for course plays in this tournament. And again, that's because you don't want to be playing this tournament every year. And there's not... The scoring strategy here is going to be just go as low as you can. You want to get to like 21, 22 under and give yourself a chance. And if the conditions get soft, 23, 24, 25 under, something like that. I think you have to be a fairly accurate player. You don't have to be an especially long player, and you don't have to be a super accurate player. This isn't like colonial tight. There's still plenty of room to operate, and you can still hit a pretty decent long ball. But you don't have. I think it actually hurts you to be a long player here. So like a Jake Knapp, who I think can overpower a golf course, this really doesn't set up well for his kind of game. Sets up better for a guy like Seamus Power, who's just long enough, but isn't really overpowering a lot of golf courses. I would stay away, not stay away from length, but I would stay away from massive length this week. So you're thinking about like an Andrew Novak, Thor Bjornsson. I love his game, and he may be able to dial it back enough to be able to play well this week, but if you're going to give me the choice between the two, I'd probably take Seamus Power over him, which might make an interesting matchup play. Those have not been posted yet. I've not seen those yet. We'll talk about them later in the week. Again, we've got other events. I want to spend just a couple minutes before we get out of here, because otherwise this is a very short show, on the Open Championship. A couple weeks' time, just look at the market. Here's what we got. Playing at Troon. This is a place where you can go kind of deep if the weather doesn't blow. You've got Scottie Scheffler 9-2, Rory McIlroy 7-1, Bryson 12-1. I think Bryson's high ball is just a problem if the wind blows. I think you need a weather forecast to bet Bryson. Schauffele at 14-1 is interesting. Ludwig at 16-1, maybe. I think Morikawa at 16-1 feels really good because he can play in the wind and he's done this thing before. Then you start, I don't know how Cam Smith's 22-1, man. I don't know how you do that. Tyrrell Hatton at 30-1, I think is worth it. You had him at 50-1 before. I think 30-1's worth a play. Maybe a Shane Lowry at 35-1 to a degree. I mean, I can't believe that Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are 40-1. Like, what are you doing betting on those guys? They're nowhere near it. The one guy I wanted to highlight, though, is Minwoo Lee. He's been playing great golf. I know he flubbed it up on Sunday at Detroit Golf Club, but 50-1 for a guy playing consistently that well and really likes tough conditions, I think he's worth a look. May want to consider Sam Burns at 65-1. I know that sounds really strange to say, given that he's like a Bermuda specialist, but maybe Sahith Theegala at 65-1 really intrigues me. You're going to see some people try to bet Richard Bland at 250-1. And while I don't think that's totally insane, and I think that's a pretty decent price for a guy who just won 272-hole tournaments at the major level and senior tour, that's not like a, hey, shove all the chips in the middle kind of bet type of thing. I don't think that it is. If you have this kind of operating theory that we're due for a really weird winner, I'd like a Seamus Power at a 200-1, maybe a Tom Hoagie at a 200-1. These guys are playing pretty okay. I think Hoagie would play well in the wind. He'd be an interesting player. Maybe you want to consider a Patrick Harrington. If you're looking for old guys, if you got that theory, he's 170. I mean, that's not that much worse, and he hits it plenty far. I mean, he hits it farther than Richard Bland does. That may work out to his favor. Maybe interested in that number. After that, I think I don't really have anyone. I'm telling you, you got to get pre-tournament, but I would consider a Minwoo Lee pre-tournament. I would consider, if you feel like having a pizza bet, one of the old guys, Harrington or Richard Bland pre-tournament, and then, yeah, that's probably enough. I do like the Sam Burns pick, the more that I think about it, but we'll explore that more maybe next week. All right, that's going to do it for us today on the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. Hopefully I didn't keep you too long. We'll have a show on Tuesday. We'll have a show on Wednesday. Probably going to do the Wednesday show actually here in just a few minutes, to be honest with you. Just because I want to make sure I get it out to you, because I'm going to be traveling on Wednesday. So we'll do that in a bit. Get that all out there for the week. Got any questions, email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. You can join Golf News Net for $40 a year at golfnewsnet.com or $10 for the week. I highly recommend the year-long package. You can get access to all of our tools, models, stuff that we're coming out with. Got lots coming too. And then you can get a hold of me on social media at Ryan Ballengy on Twitter, Threads, X, Instagram, and Blue Sky. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time on The Press.